the South Sudan Council of Churches is organizing an event. That event is of prayers and fasting for South Sudanese, especially during the IGAD high-level liberation in Addis Ababa. This is a call to prayers, a call all of us to fast. I understand with the food crisis, food cost, we are already fasting, but we want to fast with a good intention. We want to pray and fast our country, the Republic of South Sudan. The theme of our day of prayer and fasting is, and I quote from the second book of Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, it says, "If my people, which are called by name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." This is a theme that we've chosen for this day of prayer. It will happen on Saturday, the 10th of February, in the ECS All Saints Cathedral at Mobile, starting from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a moment for prayers. It's a moment for fasting. It's a moment to dedicate and offer to God the intentions of those our brothers and sisters in that discussion in Addis Ababa, so that they should have what I call a sincere compromise. It's just a simple request. We want to offer this to God so that God may listen to us. The people of South Sudan don't deserve all these pains and suffering. We don't deserve all this fighting. I wish and pray if the South Sudanese could go to the spirit of the time of liberation, where they had a common sharing, common understanding, common goal, that is the independence of South Sudan. We have achieved it. We are now an independent country, and we can't manage ourselves. So we need to pray. May the Lord intercede for us.
Is this prayer event only being organized in Juba or also in other parts of the country?
We have called to all our regional offices, the South Sudan Council Churches Regional Offices, which is located in Wau and in Malakal. And then we have called on all our interchurch committee members in the states, in the counties, in the respective payams. They should, that very day, start get together and pray. They call for prayers for all South Sudanese in all corners of South Sudan. If you're in the POC, if you're in the displaced camp, if in any part of South Sudan, just stop and pray. May the Lord listen to you in your troubles, in your pains. This is our call. Just simple. I even call upon my brothers and sisters in the government. If they're hearing, I want to invite them, come to pray. Come and kneel down in front of the Lord. Come simply, because the Lord needs to listen to us. The Lord surely will listen to us, but if we don't open our hearts to him, who will open our hearts? To whom shall we open our hearts? Even the Holy Father, Pope Francis, have declared the 23rd this month, 23rd of February, Friday the 23rd, the first Friday, during the time of Lent, of praying for the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan. Other parts of the world are praying for South Sudan. We South Sudan, let us pray also for ourselves.
As the second phase of the IGAD High-Level Revitalization Forum continues in Addis, as church, what is the key expectation?
Our key expectation as a church is one peace at all costs. Our brothers and sisters has and must consider compromise. There's no way out. The people of South Sudan need services. The people of South Sudan need peace. People of South Sudan want to travel freely. They want to go to their home places, in their bombers, in their payams, in their counties, in their states, but they are forced, because of insecurity, because of some ups and downs, to corners of the cities and so on. So let us insist, let the process in Addis get for us the sense of peace. That peace, the true peace, not pieces, that true peace that comes from the Lord. Jesus said, "My peace I give you, my peace I offer you." The peace of the Lord, the peace in our hearts.
The church is seen as a body that unites people from all tribes or walks of life. What role is the church going to play in order to realize lasting peace in this country?
The church is for all South Sudanese, all tribes of South Sudan. We, through the South Sudan Council of Churches, we have got action plan for peace. The South Sudan Council of Churches action plan for peace, which has three pillars that refers to advocacy, to the neutral forum, and to the reconciliation and healing. The neutral forum, we want to change the narrative, that of violence to that of peace. You know, the narrative in South Sudan today is that of violence, is that of revenge. It is challenging. It is tough based on our trauma of war, but it is possible if me, as Father James, if you, as Susan in the studio, can just have this change of narrative to that of peace, to that of understanding, things will go well. In order to get into the neutral forum, a free space where we South Sudanese can clear our differences and then in the end reconcile. If there are some signs of trauma, we can try to open ourselves to be listened to be healed from our trauma.